From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Alyssa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. When China made its successful bid in 2001 to host the Beijing Olympics, it pledged to improve its human rights record. Now, foreign activists are accusing China of failing to keep up its end of the bargain. As NPR's Anthony Kuhn reports from Beijing, China's pledge was vague, and many Chinese are not welcoming the criticism.
In northeast China, a laid-off factory worker and activist named Yang Chunlin waged a campaign last year to protect local farmers' land rights. He drafted a petition with the attention-grabbing title, "We Want Human Rights, Not the Olympics." Last week, Yang went on trial, charged with incitement to subversion. All along, Beijing has rejected foreign critics' attempts to link human rights in the Olympics, saying the two are unrelated. Yang's lawyer, Li Fangping, said that at the trial, he used precisely that argument to defend Yang. We argued that neither the Olympics nor human rights have anything to do with subversion of the state, he said. After hearing our defense, the prosecution was speechless. Li expects a verdict on the case in a couple of weeks. Critics say this case means that China has effectively criminalized opposition to the Beijing Olympics. China has recently released two noted journalists, but it's also arrested several rights activists. Rights groups and media see all of these as Beijing's pre-Olympics gestures. Veteran dissident Liu Xiaobo says this cynical sort of game is nothing new.
I call it hostage diplomacy. China's jails are always full of political prisoners that the West knows about. Arresting one here or releasing one there is of no significance to the improvement of human rights in China.
Last week, Chinese scholars suggested that China could improve human rights ahead of the Olympics by implementing legal reforms. They urged China's parliament to ratify the International Covenant on Civil and Political Rights that Beijing signed a decade ago. Foreign Ministry spokesman Liu Jianchao noted the suggestion at a press briefing last week. China will continue its efforts to improve and protect human rights before and after the Olympics, he said. So we welcome the well-intentioned suggestions that some people have made. Rights groups say it's hard to hold China to its Olympic promise because the promise's exact contents are a secret. Minky Worden is media director for the group Human Rights Watch in New York.
We know that commitments were made to the International Olympic Committee, but the specific contract between the Beijing Organizing Committee and the International Olympic Committee is not a public document.
Worden says her group has requested that the contract be made public, but without any results so far. Nor has she gotten much help from Olympic corporate sponsors that she's asked to pressure China on human rights. As for Chinese citizens, not many of them are understanding of foreign pressure related to the Olympics and human rights. Advertising designer Meng Zhe voiced his views outside a Beijing bookstore.
The U.S. tries to link human rights to everything, so if it weren't the Olympics, they'd probably link it to something else. That's not good, but I'm relatively confident that the Beijing Olympics will not meet with the sort of resistance that the Moscow Olympics faced.
Some support for the Olympics comes from people you might not expect. Zhang Mingxuan, for example, claims to have been persecuted for his role in the underground Christian or house church movement. Zhang says that over the past two decades, he's been arrested more than 16 times and forced to move his home on countless occasions. But he's all psyched up for the Beijing Games.
We pray every day to Jesus that the Olympics will be held in this great nation. We also pray that the Olympics will help us resolve some problems, such as persecution of house church members.
In other words, Zhang is saying, we want human rights and we want the Olympics. Anthony Kuhn, NPR News, Beijing.